This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To listen up again, another episode of Good Day Health is about to hit your cerebellum and your cerebrum. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, is here to go through the medical news of the week that he has researched, and I'll throw a couple of curves at him along the way. We'll get to the bottom of some of your medical questions, which can come to me at Twitter, at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and these broadcasts, by the way, are put together in very serious form by Kara, who at the end of our conversations with both Dr. Ken and Jack Stockwell, we bring these together to bring you the best of Good Day Health, which you can find on blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health, okay? Blogtalkradio.com. Find present and past items that are of interest and importance, reflecting on all kinds of things from the world of your health and well-being. There are many different articles, many different journals. Ken goes through those every week, brings us the highlights, and the finest thing he found this week was how to put on a happy face with a happy song, and how great songs, music, is to our overall well-being. Yes, that's pretty much the summary. I don't mean to have a spoiler alert here, Ken, but isn't that the story?
That is basically the story. Music is very important to us, and creativity is important. There's some concerns that we're less creative than we've been in the past, and we need to really see what we can do about stimulating creativity. This is a serious medical study out of PLOS-1. And we do need more creativity. And what they discovered in this study is that listening to happy music may enhance our ability to be creative. Doug, in this study, happy music came from The Four Seasons and from Antonio Vivaldi.
Really? The Four Seasons, like the singing group, Cherry.
Exactly.
Really? And Vivaldi?
Yes.
That's like putting the 1910 Fruit Gum Company up next to Beethoven. That's sort of the same sort of thing. And I bet you'd get, I find, and I bet you do too, you and I are about the same age, we find happiness, like we just have had a wonderful summer, and the music from this past summer, whether it was the current pop music or you go back to the 60s and 70s, there's just something about it that goes with the rest of the ambiance. And it brings me around, the reason I put it together here in our discussion of health, are people less sick in the summertime than they are in the winter? And is part of it, if the answer is yes, part of it because we like what goes on, we feel good about being in the good weather, and there is the mind-body connection for sure.
I think some of that is true, and you know the bugs seem to be less active. Some of them, the viruses, seem to be more active in the colder part of the year. So there's probably some truth to that.
Mm-hmm. So
and just whatever music makes you happy, you know, it's something about the American Songbook, which I wasn't even alive when it came out, but I've discovered it as an adult, and it just puts a happy face on me.
Oh, yeah, but you can find all kinds of great pop songs from the 60s and 70s.
Absolutely.
Fabulous stuff.
The Beatles station is great.
I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by.
Yeah, they just don't make it like that anymore.
My. All right, so that's one bit of research that comes to fruition that is important for us to know. Not that we didn't feel that way in some way, shape, or form, but the happier the music, the better off your health.
You're in a creative funk. And just put on some happy music, and it may work.
Yeah, there you go. All right, next up on the hit parade here of discussion items, the difference between big and tall and short and fat. I guess, I don't know, it makes a difference. I don't know if there's anything. I guess maybe when it comes to understanding what goes on in people who are taller, what goes on in their bodies, Would you explain this, be thorough as you can be, because I think there would be a lot of questions by just saying, okay, if you're short, you're going to be healthy. If you're tall, you're not going to be.
Well, it's not that simple. No. And this comes out of Circulation Cardiovascular Genetics this week. We know some of the risk factors, Doug, for developing blood clots in the deep veins. They include major surgeries, multiple trauma, heart attack, obesity, and lack of physical mobility, pregnancy, and hereditary factors. But now there's a new risk factor for blood clots in the veins. A large study of more than 2 million siblings suggests that taller people are at an increased risk of developing blood clots in the deep veins, while shorter people are less susceptible. And the average American height for a man is 5 foot 10 inches. The average American height for a woman is 5 foot 5 inches.
Really? So I'm below average, and so are you. In terms of height, what are you, 5'8", I think, 5'9"? How old
5'9".
Are you? Yeah, and I'm 5'9". I used to be 5'9". I seem to have lost some of it along the way in the disc department in my back. So
not uncommon.
No, it isn't. No, I'm between 5'7", 5'8", somewhere in there. And so we're less than. Does that mean we need our weight to be less than? Weight's very proportionate, and that's kind of what we're talking about here. In a way, weight is a factor, but if you're tall, the body has to work harder to pump the blood and stuff around. That just seems, I've never seen somebody who's really tall live to be really old. Have you? Kind of like the obesity question that comes up.
Well, it depends how you define really tall. You know, if you're talking about NBA basketball players, probably not. But it depends on their weight. And I think that the weight is the key.
The weight is the key. All right, you got it. You heard it here first from Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
As I have told you, again, the weight is based on your height, so-called BMI, body mass index.
Right.
And for muscular people, it breaks down a little bit because muscle weighs more than fat. But
yeah.
But for most of us, you know, our BMI, we want it under 25. When it's over 25, that's overweight. When it's over 30, that's obese. And I've told you this several times. I've never met an obese 90-year-old male. I've met one or two obese 90-year-old females, but never a male.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so there it is.
And I've asked my colleagues. None of them have ever seen one. If you know one, I'd love to meet them.
Yep, it's not on the scale. Yep. Okay, so now let's move into one area, this study on dementia. Older Americans, the good news here is that is it numbers actually or percentages of people? How do we interpret this data?
Yeah, you're so good, though. It's percentages.
It is.
And because that's an important part of the study. So let's talk a little bit about it. This is out of the JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, the neurology edition this week. Around the world, Doug, more than 47 million people suffer from dementia, and there are 7 million new cases developing each year. Dementia, it's an impairment of brain functions marked mainly by memory problems and personality changes. But the good news for America's seniors is that the rates of Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia have dropped significantly over the last decade or so. The reason for some of the decline may be that we're seeing the benefits of years of success in cardiovascular disease prevention. Although the rate of dementia has declined, the actual number of people with dementia is expected to increase dramatically as the population bubble, Doug, caused by baby boomers ages. Healthy lifestyle may help prevent dementia. People who exercise, eat a healthy diet, do not smoke, and avoid diabetes, they have a 35% less likelihood of getting dementia.
Yeah. All right. So, dementia, Alzheimer's, blood in the brain, fat in the brain, keeping the brain active. I've decided I'm going to go buy a whole bunch of games, and we're going to play games. Now, I do crossword puzzles, mostly on the airplane when I'm traveling. But I think anything, and I'm trying to get more fat. The business would be, I think folks who are conscious of these things have a better chance of keeping out of the statistic report. Don't you? I mean, just being aware of what to do, the things. Some people just give everything over to the likes of you. They trust you, and that's swell, your clients, but you got to use some common sense. Dr. Ken can't be there to hold your hand every day, so you need to be observant and know what goes on, depending on whether you want to live a happy, healthy, long life or not. Some people don't care. I happen to care. I want to benefit from this experience I'm having here as long as I can, as long as I'm healthy, and that includes mental health. And so, you know, the business about having a lot of blood getting to your brain and the right fats and all that stuff, that must be, although you're a cardiologist, people must come to you with these questions from time to time, do they not?
Well, absolutely. You know, I have evolved into a cardiovascular preventionist, and this is so much keeping the circulation from head to toe healthy, and limiting dementia is the same preventive lifestyle that we use for lowering the risk of heart attacks, lowering the risk of stroke. And what you were alluding to is that brain health, avoiding dementia, is a lifelong pattern of healthy brain activity, brain behavior. So this is something, it's never too late to start, but the earlier you start and maintaining a healthy lifestyle will help you prevent this. So this is lifelong healthy brain behavior, and that's what's going to keep you out of all this havoc.
All right, and one of the ways to do it, one of the best ways to do it that Ken and I can recommend is to take a serious look, if you haven't already, at Super Beets, because the stamina that comes from it is legion, the blood flow getting into your brain and your muscles, but more importantly now we're talking about your brain. This is nothing but an enhancement to a good, long, healthy, happy life, it would seem, Ken, right?
Well, it also helps with lowering the blood pressure. We're talking now about Nobel Prize winning information from back in the 1988 era. It was a discovery, and then by 1998, it won the Nobel Prize so quickly after the discovery because it's so important to the good functioning of the body. Nitric oxide, the third important gas, you need to continuously remake nitric oxide. It relaxes the blood vessels so the blood pressure stays down.
I can't tell how many people I have in my life that are on this and think that it is fabulous. Stamina, energy, it's the way to go. Super Beets, 800-655-4183. Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That
today is going to be a good day. I'm thinking ahead with optimism about the possibilities for 2016. Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program, along with Ken Kessler, Kara Schellen at the controls. So, you're familiar with the term winning.
Winning.
Winning. One of the great things coming out of the mouth of Charles Sheen. Well, apparently that does not apply to the United States of America when it comes to the war on terror. A poll released on CNN, Americans aren't buying what President Obama is selling. When the president tells us that things are going wonderfully well in the fight against Daesh, people don't believe it. As a matter of fact, 75% say they're not satisfied with how the war is being conducted, what's going on. The previous high was 61%, so 59% of Democrats even say they're not okay with the approach. It is generally, I had a conversation yesterday with a Russian who came to America to find.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Information here, conversation about your health and well-being, 23 after the hour. This Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos, who runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Those of you who are local to the Florida scene, go over and see Ken. He'd love to meet you and be able to help you if you have conflicting stories. You need to get somebody who has a good baseline. 352-735-1400 in the Orlando area. 735-1400, that's area 352-735-1400. So what impact will the storms that are whipping around this time of year have on people and their health? Because mental health is connected to the physical well-being, and so a lot of people have anxiety and stress. You have some tips on how to reduce the anxiety, not only in adults, but in children as well, yeah?
Exactly. These severe storms are going to produce anxiety, and it's normal to feel scared, anxious, and nervous. You do not want to deny these feelings, Doug, but here are some tips to decrease your anxiety. Create a plan for evacuating your family if needed and put together a preparedness kit. Be informed. Get out that battery-powered radio ready, and this is when radio really shines. Get out that 1980s portable radio, and it will do you well. Talk it out. Share your fears with those who can offer emotional support, whoever that person is, relatives, friends, parents, whoever, kids, whoever you like to talk to. Accept what you cannot control. This is so important. Excessive worrying is not going to change anything.
Nope.
Except your emotional health.
It's the dumbest thing. And yet, how much time do all of us spend worrying about things that we have no control over? I mean, worrying, is that going to stop a Category 5 hurricane blowing at 180 miles an hour? I don't think so.
Exactly.
Nah, but it's easy to go there and hard to get out of there. So you think about it, and as we are now more and more embracing this philosophy of mind, body, and even the spirit, the mind-body-spirit connection in terms of your health and well-being, your mind will, that worry creates that stress, pushes up your blood pressure, you need to drink an extra glass of Super Beets, whatever. If you do a little meditation, night when you go to bed, read something that will relax you. And you know what else I found? You're going
to
laugh at this.
And we need to talk about the kids when we get a second.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to tell you that hemp oil is, not that it's a new discovery, but it's newly available as a way to have yourself relaxed. It's a natural way. I'm going to grow hemp next year on the farm. And I'm doing lots of research as to what it can be used for. And hemp oils are fabulous for all kinds of things, including having a good, peaceful, natural night's rest. So there you go. All right. So what are we doing? 60 seconds on reducing the storm anxiety in children.
Exactly. Try to take the temperature of your kids' anxiety, and mom and dad, just be at least one step more calm than your kids. That's so important to set the right example. So be calm and supportive. Tell the kids that thunder will not hurt them and storms are a normal part of nature. Talk about storms matter-of-factly. The kids seem afraid of storms, but they really want to learn more about them. Help children face their fears by reading about storms and watching videos, and help them learn they can handle a fear and other uncertainties of life. And lastly, if all else fails and the anxiety accelerates, get the help of a mental health professional.
All right. Yep. It's very important to have your healthy head and healthy body working together. Up next, can the cancer pin help surgeons spot tumors? That'll be up next here on Good Day Health.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The hour now. You're listening to Good Day Health, a weekly broadcast and podcast. Please avail yourself of not only the present information, but past information that we have available for you. blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. And you can find podcasts of the other things that I do. For example, there are actually four podcasts that we're doing now every week. blogtalkradio.com/DJV Show with excerpts from on and off the air, maybe a little more off the air, stuff that you can chuckle about in those podcasts. And then there is the American Family Farmer. That's blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer, about families running farms, the food that we're eating. It's basically a food and farm show with information about what's going on, with the same sort of tone as we have here on Good Day Health. So please make yourself and then there's one other thing I'd like to have you know is available. Make yourself at least aware of what's going on in the podcast arena. Blog Talk Radio /, it's called Your Hidden Power. So it's facebook.com/ Your Hidden Power, which is all about the mind and what we do or don't do with the power that we have. Sort of a metaphysical approach to life, Ken. blogtalkradio.com/ Your Hidden Power. And you can find all these on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. What separates this conversation with Dr. Ken from others is his ability to look at the journals of medicine that are reporting on a lot of conventional studies and conventional information to summarize it and bring it to a point where you can really understand what the value of it is. Thus is the case with this new report on the cancer pen. And I'm not sure I'm familiar with that or the concept, Ken. So would you explain that as we go through the information?
That's because this is the medical breakthrough of the week, and this is something brand new but extremely exciting and practical. This comes out of Science Translational Medicine, published this week. A new cancer pen promises to help surgeons, Doug, immediately detect and completely remove cancerous tumor tissue without having to send samples off to a lab for testing while the patient languishes on the operating table. The mass spec pen, as it's called, it's a handheld device that allows doctors to test in real time whether tissue is cancerous or not, delivering results in about 10 seconds. The pen will make it easier to surgically clear out all the cancer cells surrounding a tumor. The pen's accuracy currently stands at more than 96%, and the new device could also shorten cancer surgeries. You know, there's something that's incredibly frustrating, because what happens now, you have surgery, and they'll do a biopsy, they'll send the tissue off to the pathologist to look at, and everybody waits in the operating room with uneasiness, not knowing whether it's malignant or benign, and often you get back a benign diagnosis, surgery's done, you don't have to do any more surgery, and it's not unheard of that the pathologists study it more, they do additional testing and staining, and voila, what do you find out? The initial call was not correct. It was actually malignant, and the patient has to go back for a second surgery. This happens, and this new pen will avoid that also.
Yeah. The cancer pen. So where can people find out? If you Google cancer pen.
It's called the Mass, M-A-S-S-P-E-C pen. And you hope your surgeon, who if he or she is doing a biopsy on you for possible cancer, ask your surgeons about this. Hopefully they have it. It's coming out soon.
Well, how do they, don't they get these? How do you decide what tools? Let's take us inside. Give us some insight into how it is that you equip your clinic, Lake Cardiology, the tools that you have there, millions and millions and millions of dollars of investment to be able to understand what's going on in people's circulatory system and their bodies. How do you decide? Does the government say if you're going to practice this kind of medicine, you have to have these tools? Or is every person able to pick his or her own tools?
Well, I'll tell you inside, a little bit of inside baseball here. There's basically two kinds of doctors. One who uses essentially what they learned in training and transforms that to their practice so that their training has a huge impact on what tools they use, and they learn that from wherever they trained. And then there's another group of physicians who evolve that as they're in practice and continue getting exposed to new techniques, and from either meetings or going to work with the professors and academics who are really pioneering these new techniques, and also sometimes there's even new techniques pioneered in private practice. It happens. It does happen. And there's this other group of people who continue to very much evolve their skills, and it depends what kind of doctor you have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to think that I had a good doctor or two, or three or four.
So do I.
Yeah, right, me too, especially. Okay, Next up in the research department, the back and forth, the up and down. Men, I understand why you could be concerned or confused. I'm very good at watching my own health. Ken will tell you that I'm very conscious, very aware, very interested in getting my tests two or three times a year, watching them, having Ken monitor them, Jack monitor them. And so the back and forth, one guy says, don't bother the PSA test, it's overrated. Another guy says, geez, you need to get the PSA test every year to know what's going on in your prostate. And this thing has been going back and forth like a football for the last 4 or 5 years. What the heck do we believe? Here's a new one that says we better be paying attention to the PSA test.
Well, let me put this all in perspective, because a lot of us, myself included, have been uncomfortable with this going back and forth. But let me try to explain to you why this is such a difficult egg to get your arms around, because it is a little confusing. But this was published this week in the Annals of Internal Medicine, very reputable medical journal. And what happened is, this government body, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, made the controversial move in 2012 to recommend against PSA testing altogether. And that shook up the whole world in cancer prevention. But now, analysis of two major trials on the prostate cancer screen shows it cuts men's risk of dying from the disease. Right. Early tumor detection using the prostate-specific antigen, the PSA blood test, lowers a man's risk, Doug, of prostate cancer by 25% to 32%. However, there's still a good chance that many men will wind up being treated for prostate cancer that would not have killed them if they get the PSA. In fact, it's predicted that if you do get your PSAs, that five times more men will be operated for cancer that would have not killed them, because it just grows so slowly, some of this prostate cancer, than those who are diagnosed with the PSA and actually have their life saved. So the decision about PSA screening will continue to be an individual choice for each man after consulting with his doctor, because it is a personalized decision. When you get the PSA done, because a lot of prostate cancer, not all, but some, is very slow growing, and if you do nothing, so-called watchful waiting, it will be fine. And when you check the PSA, you end up picking up these tumors, and some of them get operated on. It's sometimes hard to know whether in the long run they would have been life-threatening, but you end up treating them. And this study is trying to say that, yes, your risk of dying will go down 25 to 32%, but your risk of being operated goes up a lot on tumors that would not have killed you. So it's hard to thread this needle.
All right. So let's again sort of put this into perspective for everybody. And this is something women and men both, for obvious reasons, need to know about this. Like, we need to know certain things. Men need to not be so stupid about women's health and knowing what's going on in your spouse's body, the lover, whoever it is that's in your life that's important to you, your daughter maybe. But men are oblivious to this and a lot of other things, unfortunately. And so are some women. Frankly, if you have a partner and you love the partner, you want to keep them here with you as long as possible, this is the kind of stuff you better be paying attention to on both sides. The understanding of what really the PSA test is and what goes on with your prostate, the fact that it may be growing a little in accordance with your age. I don't know. I'm not uncomfortable telling people what my number is. It's sort of bounced around since I've known you, Ken, to 0.4 to a 0.8. I don't think it's ever been any higher than that. For that, I'm extraordinarily thankful.
Over four is where we get concerned.
I'm saying mine's a 0.4
exactly
to a 0.8, and if he gets over four, so where's yours? What's your number?
It's low. It's also under. It's in the same range where yours is.
Right.
And the other thing is so-called PSA velocity. If it is low, but it's increased quite a bit from 1 year to the next, that also might suggest something.
Yeah. Right.
So
I remember mine went up.
PSA velocity.
Remember when mine went up like 0.2 points, and I was all shook up about,
I'm all about, shook up.
And then it kind of went back down again.
It did.
For whatever the reason. But when you get your digital anal checkup, and the doctor actually sticks his finger in there, not to be too undelicate, but that's what they do, to find out how big it is, they'll tell you. It's a what?
It might mix a little in the blood.
Yeah, but it also, it does grow a little as you get older. And so the doctor, if he or she is skilled, I can't imagine a woman doing it, but I suppose there are women doctors that
do. There are women urologists.
Yeah. So anyway, doing that, the exam to feel how swollen or not it is another way of not kidding yourself. You know, you say, oh, it's very impaired. It is, but lasts about 14 seconds. Somebody's sticking their finger in there is not comfortable and not pleasant. But you certainly know more from having that exam. That's about the only way, other than x-rays, and those can be dangerous, or MRIs, you can really find out what's going on, right?
And an ultrasound.
An ultrasound, right, exactly, which is the tool that you use a lot. All right, so there's our word on that. Peanut butter. Next up, huh? Yeah, peanut butter. I want to know about whether it's healthy or not. I also want to know about allergies and all that other stuff, because there's been a lot of information about how to prevent it. We'll find out from Ken's point of view whether, if you're a pregnant lady or you want to be pregnant and you're hoping your child's not allergic to peanuts, just eat the peanuts while you're pregnant, and then the child shouldn't be shouldn't have a problem with them. Well, let's find out if that's true or not in a moment. But first, more on one of our favorite subjects here, and that's Super Beets and what it does for you. The 90 non-GMO beets that taste great that you take as you mix the teaspoon of Super Beets into a glass of water or maybe into a smoothie. I put it into, actually this week I've been doing, I have been doing nothing but fruit smoothies, Ken. I take the fruit, some of it is fresh, some of it is frozen. I put in a little coconut water or juice or whatever you call it. Put that in there. And I've got some stuff that Meredith found that's all natural. The components are more fruit-based, but they're not the usual. It's fruit and kale and that kind of stuff mixed up. And then put the protein in, put the Super Beets in, and voila, you got something that really is good for you. 800-655-4183. That's for Super Beets. Order it now. 800-655-4183. 10 before the hour on this week's Good Day Health. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance-free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A one-year money-back guarantee with the Wave. Ask about the Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride the Wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist. And at the top of the list are beets, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about Super Beets. Super Beets. Exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful... Actually, Mother Nature created Super Beets. Yeah, grow them. Come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked. They're dried lightly. And then they're powdered, so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super Beets. DougLikesBeets.com, good place to start, or 800-65-
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We're at 53 past the hour. Good day, health. And Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. The efficacy of peanut butter. I happen to like peanut butter because I don't like to eat meat and food. Well, most of these, whether it's almond butter, peanut butter, walnut butter, all the good sources of protein, right? So what could be a problem with peanut butter?
Exactly. Yes, peanut butter is healthy, but just make sure there's no added sugar and no added trans fat. And if you're counting calories, just be careful, because this is not a low-calorie food.
But protein-wise,
excellent.
Can you get? Can we not just focus on peanut butter? Can we all these butters, almond butter and walnut butter, and the stuff that's made the same way? Peanut butter, they just use different nuts. Isn't it all pretty much the same in terms of its benefits for you?
If it's just the plain ingredient. But with some of these concoctions, they add sugar, they add some trans fats in for taste. You just have to make sure you read what's in it. But if it's all just a natural individual product, you're doing well.
So then let's go one step further to all of this hoopla about peanut allergies and whether what I read some time ago, and I forget whether you turned me on to this or Jack did or somebody else, somehow or other, I became interested when Megan was pregnant about peanut allergies and all that stuff. And I said to Megan, just eat peanuts. Well, eat all kinds of nuts when you're pregnant, and it won't bother the baby. I don't know whether I was talking like a guy with a paper butt or not, but it seemed to work because the kid doesn't have any allergies to anything.
Well, let's talk about what a mother can do regarding peanuts and allergies in general to food, Doug. As long as the mother's not allergic to the food, it's fine for the mother to eat the food.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to pass along protection to your child by just eating the food. A lot of this is genetic, whether the child is going to be allergic to the peanuts. A lot of it has to do with the genetics. But the one way that has been shown to lower the likelihood is to breastfeed. To breastfeed at least 4 and ideally up to 6 months. And that has been shown to help with these food allergies.
All right, so word to the wise is sufficient. Exposing, it's kind of like, we have this whole big hoopla about taking vaccines and stuff, and you and I have had conversations over the years. I was talking yesterday to a doctor who specializes in treating children with autism, and he says that not only are the vaccines a problem here, but people understanding what really is going on, because when you get, there isn't enough study that has been done. It's kind of like when we say, when you go to your doctor, tell the doctor what other medications you're on. Like when you prescribe somebody something, you know what else they're taking, right? Don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not going to give them something that's
unless it's a medical emergency and they're unconscious. I would never want to give anybody anything unless I knew everything else they're taking.
Right. Okay.
Including prescribed and non-prescribed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing for supplements. So, this fellow says that there are a couple of studies, important studies that have been done or in the works that will suggest that all the vaccines do not mesh well with the chemistry of many children. All our chemistries are different. We're not all the same. The Genome Project says we are compounded the same, but we still have different reactions to different things in our bodies. And that a lot of these vaccines, the newer ones, are contra, what's the term? He's contraindicated. Does that sound like the right term?
That's the medical word.
All right. So, and that what happens is that your brain gets swollen. Literally, your brain swells up with the wrong combination of these chemicals in your body, and that's what's causing all this autism and ADHD and all that other stuff. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it's a theory, and the question is, you know, what's the data supporting the theory? Because, you know, we don't want to make people really fearful of these vaccines because...
Well, but there are some, I think, to be... fearful of, aren't there? You and I both got vaccines.
In 30 seconds, it's hard to talk about this, but you don't want to make people so fearful of vaccines that they don't vaccinate, but you want to think about it because there are a lot of vaccines out there, and that, I think, is the issue. But there are also some vaccines that, you know, my child got most of the vaccines.
Yeah. Well, I think Miles got most of the vaccines. I think my kids at the time got most of the vaccines, but they keep being added to and added to and added to.
That is something to think about and to study and to be cautious about.
Right. Thank you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Good Day Health, blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.